says yesterday, Pashas Yisrei, the first Dibros, the Dibros Shniya, the second Dibros is the Lava of Vizar. The Gemara says in Hedra, the Samachon of Beis, that these four Vizars, the Vizar is Mefushin Atayah. That is Yibuach, that means Shchita, the Shechit of Vizar, Kitu, the Saktaris Ktaris, Nisach, or maybe I thought it's anything, Nisach means Nisach Hayayin, and the Shtachavo, I'm bowing down. So these four avodas that Mefush L'Torah, this is us in all avodas are if it's daki b'kach or ain't daki b'kach. Even if it's an avodas zara, it's not daki b'kach. It's not the derech to shech in front of it or to bow down to it. That's us in the derech, and that's chayim misa. The person does shtachavo or zivu or shchitu or aktar or nisachiyayin. But all other avodas zara, if it's daki b'kach and you do the derech, that's v'lav. It's not daki b'kach. It's not. Most of the famous Gemara says there was a Vezor Baal Pa'ah that they used to go to the Beis HaKisei, to the bathroom in front of the Vezor. The person did that, it was Zaki Bekach, he was Chayv Misa. He does it in front of a different Vezor, he's not Vezor. More recently, the whole Shaila with the Sheitlach, they found out that in India there's a Vezor that they used to cut the hair in front of the Vezor. So the person does it in front of that Vezor, he's Chayv Misa. He cuts his hair in front of another Vezor, even Lashem Lo'evda, he wants to be over that Vezor by cutting his hair. If it's not Zaki Bekach, and it's not from the four avodas, he's not over. I was just telling him, what makes something daka b'kach? Every vezor is a mishagach, it's a rishus that one person started. It's not mishish migrations, of course, so someone's starting now. He's starting now. I want to be daka b'kach, I want to make this a vezor by cutting first with the kodosia in front of it, let it become daka b'kach with that. So how does it start? How does something start? Someone did it three times already, three people did it three times. So statement, has something become Dr. Bagach? That it's also maybe Dr. Bagach, the fact that someone's doing it. Oh, well, nice, that's the Gemara. The Gemara makes the chiluk. The Michal Chiluk is a chiddush, that a person is David of Elazar from the four things that Mefush in the Torah, or Dr. Bagach, but he does it with their chiluk of the Zion. He's still over. Because Pshat is the love of being Oyvid Vezor is even if you're not Makabal it for Geshka. If you're Makabal, someone's Hashem Makabal, a shtickle, eight, or Evan, a stone, or a piece of wood, or something for a Geshka, that itself is Oyvid Vezor. Maybe it's not for Maisa, but just being Makabal it for the Vezor, he's Oyvid Lahilacha and him Achayim, he's Oyvid Lahab, just being Makabal it. But if somebody else made it for a Geshka, and someone else is not Makabal it for the Vezor, but he does the Avodah, he's Chayav Misa. He's not allowed to do the Avoda. So Zot Mechassin from Oyda Bechidish, if you do it for a joke, like somebody says that this is his Getchka, this is God, and you're laughing at him, that's a Getchka, and he starts bowing down to it, salami, baloney, and he starts making a little joke out of it, he's Chayav Misa, Zot Mechassin. It's Oyda Bechassin. That even if they're Chayav Bezoyin, you're not allowed to do the four Avodas, or the Avoda Dakabkach. Because the Torah says, you're not going to do without Avodah Zarah. You're not going to be over the Avodah Zarah. You can't be over the Zarah with the four Avodahs. It doesn't make a difference if you had in mind Schaik HaBazayin. You did the might of Avodah Zarah. You shechted in front of it. What's your shach of it? You bowed down to it. You did it. You did it as if you joked me at Holy Stone. You big pan, you said it. But then against the voice and everything. And you made a whole Holy Stone out of it. But the mice, if you did it, you're over. But I had a kasha in the Chaskanach.
What? Why
doesn't
it make dark and kasha?
What if he didn't learn that?
Maybe if a person, let's say, is
the Kabbalah. But that's my question. So what's the case if you're not leaving? This is Baal Pa'ah.
If a person can make
his own
Geshka, of course he can. And it'll be a problem. But
he's not.
Because in the
Kabbalah,
he does not.
So the case
of the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah here is he's taking a Bezor that already had a thing. So he's doing it, he's not doing the Kabbalah.
So the question is from the Gemara of Vayezor, like the days of Malan, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that a person should not bend down in front of Vayezor to drink water. If there's a mayan, a spring, or if he dropped money, the Gemara says if he dropped money in the floor, you shouldn't bend down to pick up the money from the floor because you're bowing down in front of the Vayezor. You don't mean to. You mean to pick up the money. And the Gemara says that it's also because of Marzayin. It's only also with the bottom because of Marzayin. It's mashed from the Gemara that it's not the lab deraisa of the shtachava. because he didn't really have a mind about that, and he only meant to pick up the money. So why is this case where also didn't mean to be over there? A person only meant to do their side of Zion. Why isn't the going to say that's their eyes? Well, very good. What's the chiluk? He is. I hear both cases he's bending down.
He's doing bonus for the
money. Okay. Very good. Very good. The chiluk is one of the ones you say this. Very good. The chiluk is pasha. By the case of bending down for the money or bending down for the water, he doesn't have a mind to do a ma'aseh shtachava. He has a mind to do something else. He has a mind to do a shtachava. Hashem came at a case of where he's doing shtachava derech schoik. He has a mind to do a shtachava. He knows what he's doing. I'm bearing down. He just has a mind not to be over it. So that's already the chiddush in mechasenach, that which is maybe a double pashut, that the issa of the zara doesn't mean you had a mind to be over the zara. The Torah asked to be over the zara. Torah asked the ma'aseh of the shtachava. If you had a mind to do a shtachava, even though you weren't going to be over it, you weren't mekabel for lacha for getchka. But that's still also. But in these cases, you didn't even have a mind to do shtachava. It meant just to get to take a drink or to pick up the money. That would only be a marasayim. We're going to get to something like that soon. We'll get that soon. Mitzvah Chinuch, this is he's Meir Chin, he's in Mitzvah Chabav and Mitzvah Ches. And I say, Mitzvah Chinuch wants to say a different Chiddush, that on his Chiddush, they said before that even if you're Oyvid Derech Schaik Vizoyin, it's Avoy Vizor, and you're Chayb Misa, but you don't become a Mumma for Avoy Vizor. Person normally deems Avoy Vizor becomes a Mumma. What's a Mumma? A Mumma is Nafkamina, the Pasuk in the Torah, that a Mumma cannot eat from the Karm Pesach. And there's a law to give a Mumma to eat from the Karm Pesach. You're not going to give a Mumma for Avoy Vizor. Tifin kam pesach. A mumma also is possible for shchita. Gemara is in the beginning of chulin. But that's not just something chiddush. If a person is over the chayk ubizayin, he will be chayv misa. He's over the aver, but he doesn't become a mumma. It's more than mechasrenach because a mumma is thought that his mind that he believes in the vezar. Even though he did the ma'isa, he's chayv misa. But that's not just chiddush. He doesn't become a mumma. A little bit similar, there's a Rambam, says that we know of Ezer is one of the Gimel Chamuris that's Yagav Yava. If someone's unsay, someone puts a gun to his head and tells him to bow down to the way Ezer, he's Machuyiv to give up his life. He must never, Yagav Yava, not do it. So after Rambam, when I say someone's over, and he does bow down, he's scared, he doesn't want to get shot, and he's over this, he's not Moshe Nevesh. After Bisha Machal Hashem, Rahman Slan, the Ram Zot, ain't Malka Mimma Misa Nesta. He doesn't get Malka, he doesn't get Misa. Smurry the Ramam. There's a Chiv, Yagva Yava, and there's an Issa by the Zara, but Ram says that Maisa was an Ainis. He didn't do it, he didn't even have Ainisai, so he does not get Misa. Moshe, in Dibis Moshe, I'm Sakhti Gitin, Simach of Zion, that's the Simon of Ha'aris. In Ha'ara Kuchates, he is some Lushan Rambam. The Ram says, Ain Malkin Bimma Misa Nesta. Effective Moshe, what does Ain Malkin mean? We have Malkus by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is either Misa or nothing. What? There's no Malkus by... There's no... Achar is talking about the Avodah Zarah Dereisa. Achar is talking about the Shtachah Dereisa. So for Moshe Shvelz, tell him who knows this to Kasha. What does A Malkus by Misa mean? If they're a
Master, you're Malkus.
Oh, but Achar be Misa to get himself a Malkus, get Malkus?
It's
Mahagas. Mahagas in the Gemara. Right. So that's what the Ram means. Okay, the Maestas are look at it in Gittin, Dibis Moshe, Gittin, Simcha Zayin.
Sounds like Maximum. You don't even do Maximum.
Okay, you have to say Amatmos and Amatmos. Okay, Maestas, that's the Ram. The Rebbe Chanan, Chavit Saras, and Yibamis, and some prince, they have a race, used to have your Maramokam, Oyster Tufman Hay. Another, I saw, is actually in the Mafteach, in the back of the Shabbos Frank Rambam. Another friend, the Yitzchak Rambam, nice, what's the reason that he's not Chayav Misa? If the Torah is Mechayav him to Yagva Yava, and you have no Hetta of the Oinus, so Mice is Nisav Ezzar. He was over Nisav Ezzar, he should get Chayav Misa. They all still on this Rambam, what's the Rambam's Mokka, what's the reason? But it is a Maya, it isn't a Maya.
It's not a
Maya.
So what's the Mechayev in this lab in this Torah does not have a Mechayev in it? Yeah, but not over here. The Torah was that these three Avers do not have the Torah.
But you have to be Machnas yourself into the Rosh. It's not clear if you did it. It's not a Maya.
In in the end of Pashas Bahar, there's no allowed to tell you even maskis please think about Tchem Lashtach V'Solah. Pashas, this is not a Rabbi Dezor, this is even to bow down to Devishta. The love of even maskis is, you're not allowed to bow down on a stone. Take a stone and the Pashas means a Pishu Dayim Reglayim to be Kareem Mishtach on a stone. That's allowed to tell you. Even L'Shem Hashem, even to bow down to Devishta, we don't do it, even in the Shul, we don't do it to even maskis is allowed. Pashur, I would learn the pasuk of Eben Maskus. It's one stone. The Chayes be one stone. But Rashi in Chumash says Eben Maskus Shemachas Nekatka Veritzvah Sabonim, that they cover the floor with a floor of stones. Rashi is Avon Moshen Rabin, and we only use the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says on the Umla Mangami Shemachas Yeter Veritzvah Shabonim, a floor of stones. So the Gemara, you see, it's Avdaka one stone, even if it's a number of stones. The Chayes, even if it has tit cement or grout in between it. The stone floor, that's the leather ice to bow down to it, even the Shem Hashem. The Magen Avraham in Simkuf Lamed Aleph says that since the Torah asks dafka eben, dafka stone floor, but Ritzvah Shel Nodeinim, bricks, if the stone's made out of bricks, that would be no Isser Isser, that would not be Osser Isser. Because like the Magen Avraham Chiddush says, Nodeinim Luchud, Eben Luchud, bricks are not Bechal stones. And he brings the right to it. His ray is from the Pasha of the Zohar Floga at the end of Pasha Tanoyach. The Mice of Zohar Floga, from Son, they wanted to build a Migdal out of Shemaim, the tower of the Shemaim, and the Pasuk says, V'yemu Isher Eyu Hov and Nilbin and Avenim will make bricks, V'nisafel L'Seif, V'tigahem and Avenim L'Oven, and the bricks will be for stone. It actually explains they were in Babel, and Babel was in the Vika, was in a valley, and in Babel there were no stones. So they said, we want to make a stone tower, we have no Avonim, so we'll make Levenim, we'll make bricks, and the bricks will be for stones. So I would say, if I can, I would think that this Pasuk is Mashma, that Levena is a stone. But the Mogram says, no, the Mogram says, the Pasuk is saying that we're going to make bricks, but Mokam Avonim, the place of Avonim. So by placing this Pasuk, that bricks are not stones, so the Lava of Maskus will not apply to a brick floor. The Tetmima in Pashas Bahar brings another Raya. He says, so the Pasha of Nigibatim. We know the loss of the neg on a bias is against the Pasha Torah, what to do, how to be with his tummy, how to be tied the bias. And the Torah says, v'cholso ha'avonim, you have to strip off the stones, and the Torah's chenim says on that, v'cholso ha'avonim, yo'cho afim l'beinim, I might think even a brick house, tam l'leim ha'avonim. The Torah says, avonim and not l'beinim. So to the Mima, he have a fish, Torah's chenim, that l'beinim are not avonim. And he has the kashan, we're going to run. Why does he bring the raya from Pashas Noyach, from Zohar Floga, bring the raya from this Joshua? But we have two rayas. The Magen Avraham is in Sim Kufla Ma'al, and that's Hilchasli Yitzapai in Tachnun. And the reason is because, interesting, there seems to be a minikodim, even as Manda Gemara, that they used to fall Tachnun, Bekida Arisva. They used to be Pishir Yidayim Reglayim on the floor when they did Tachnun, even with the Tilnon. And the Magen Avraham says that, you have to be careful when you do the Kerem Shtach of him. If it's a stone floor, not to go straight on the floor, you have to make a hefstick. And the Mogadon brings down, the minig is, even if it's not a stone floor. That's why today, even on Yom Nirayim, when we do Kerem Shtach of him, we give out the paper. Papers, I think people make a mistake. I think some people think it's to keep them clean, not to get the pants dirty, they put under the knees. It's a mistake. The main thing is by the head. She tells the children that the main thing is the paper has to go to be massively chitzis between the forehead and the floor when you do Pisha Zayinberg Lion. That should not be this Eben Maskus, and even though it's not a stone floor, it's all from the minig. And the Magen Avraham says even more that even when we fold Tachnun today, the way we do it on a table, you should have a hefstick between, because unless the table's on the floor, and it's not Pisha Zayinberg Lion, but it's all the minig, a zecha to the lava, not like a hachokah from the lab of Eben Maskus, that there should be a shiddah hefstick and your head should not go straight on the table. And Magen Avraham says that the arm that you're falling tachnun on your arm, that's not a hefstick. But since the arm is one goof with the head, that's not a hefstick. So it has to be something, a sleeve or a watch or put the talus over it. The talus has to be as a beggar. That has to be a hefstick and it's all from the zechif and Eben Maskus, like for this minig.
The minig is both kriya and mishtachah, that's why you're doing these ones.
That's why what?
The minute is both, not to do kriya and not to do ishtachavon. That's why you put under the knees was both.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I knew since I was 3 years old.
Oh, they tell you that the paper should be under the knees also, more than not just the head?
Mm-hmm. Both. Yeah.
Both.
Both. Okay, maybe. And the Tamazori, you're not supposed to kneel also.
The Rambam Pegav Zer Lachavav says the Tam. Interesting. Rambam gives the Tam to them where Torah asks that they have a mask. It's even to be mishtach with the Eivishta. Achrei Zol Sheshes Avei Dezer. It's a special lab. You don't bow down on stone floor, even to the Eivishta. The Gemara does have a drasha. It says Atzachem. Atzachem, you don't bow down. The Gemara dashes of in the Mikdash you're allowed to. In the base Mikdash, you're allowed to do Torah Mishtachavim Pishadam Ravim in the base Mikdash itself. But anyway, outside the base Mikdash, even Yerushalayim, anyway, outside the base Mikdash, in the whole world, that's where the love is. But the Rambam says the reason why the Torah asked it is because there was an Amodik of Vezara before Matan Torah that they used to do this. This is the Vezara they used to do Pishadam Ravim on the Damascus, and that's why the Torah asked it even L'Shem Hashem. What? Anywhere outside the Beis Mikdash. Yes, the Beis Mikdash. The Tefillin wants to explain that in the Beis, the reason is, if that's the reason, so that's why anywhere outside the Beis Mikdash you could be Chayshu, the person maybe is doing a Avodah Zarah, he's doing L'Shem Hashem. But in the Beis Mikdash itself, it's pretty obvious, he's doing it to the Eivishta, that's why the Torah did not ask it in the Beis Mikdash itself. But the Rambam does say in Halacha Ches that the Issa of Eved Maskus is Dafka Pishadayim Reglayim. It's Dafka if you do it totally spread out with Pishadayim Reglayim. That's the Issa of the Issa. But the Issa of the Issa of Edizor, the Rambam says, I will Avon of Edizor, Echad Ishtachvi of Pishadayim Reglayim, or Ishtachvi Beloy of Pishadayim Reglayim. Mishosh Yich Mashon Bekaka of Lord Niskal. By the Issa of Edizor, it's even without Pishadayim Reglayim. So the Mishas Sinach, Yisra Kasha, what's the Chilak? What? Yeah, no, but he's staying on the list of Shachavah. Shachavah is even, it's not Daki B'gach. Shachavah is one of the four Vedas, which is, even it's not Daki B'gach, but you do with the Torah Asa. The Torah Asa, the Shachavah by the Vedazor, without Pishadam Berglein, but every mask is with Pishadam, what's the Chiluk? And where's the Rambam get this from? Because the Mishnah is pretty Ma'arich, and that Rambam, he doesn't give a Mokah. He gives a Mokah for this. So the Michal Sunuch has a very stark marker, a fairish marker, that the lava of Edizor is even without Pishidam Reglayim from the Gemara in Hurrius, Taftala. The Gemara says in Hurrius, we know that if Haru Bezdin passed on something in Chayesol, which is Chayeb Chattas, and the Tziba is Oiva, based on Bezdin's Psaq, normally every person would have to bring his own Chayeb Chattas, but here you bring one carbon called Pahalandava. But the Gemara says, this is only by a Toyus, which is not Mufush Batayr. Which, and the simon is, the stoikim are not made in it. But if it's the toys, which is mefush b'tayr, you can't say you were listening to Bezdin, you should know that's mefush b'tayr. Then everybody brings to go machatas. And the morgue is an example of a toys that's not mefush b'tayr. It would be if someone is mishtach of a Bezdin paskin, that you can have to be mishtach of a, without pishit yadayim b'raglayim, to have a zor shein dake b'gach. And people did it. They're mishtach b'tavayzor without pishut dam berglayim, and it's wrong because of mishtach avor is also even without pishut dam berglayim. So you see, we finish this gemara that mishtach avor tavayzor is even without pishut dam berglayim. That's the marker. I was thinking the other marker. Another marker would be the finish the gemara we said before. Tavayzor daf yebeg. The gemara said that you're not allowed to bend down to pick up money for tavayzor. You're not allowed to bend down to take a drink of water for tavayzor. Over there, because of Marasayim, but it's mashma that it's not for. If it would be a shachavol l'shem v'edizor, that would be the yitzav v'edizor. So that's a chur not for pishadam v'reglayim. So you see from there also that the shachavol v'edizor is without pishadam v'reglayim. But the kash is the other way. How do you know that even matzkis is dafka pishadam v'reglayim? If I'm learning a shachavol v'edizor is even without pishadam v'reglayim, so why is the law of even matzkis dafka pishadam v'reglayim? Where does one get that from? And the mechasson is even more. It's the same lashon shachavol. If the shachavol in Lashon Kodesh, in Lashon Torah, means without Pishadayim Reglayim by Avodah Zarah, so why should it be different by Eved Maskus? Well, Beis Mikdash is the head, there's no Issa Eved Maskus. Yeah, that's, well, yeah, but that's, we have a Joshua Batzachem.
And so maybe that's why the whole Pishadayim Reglayim is only by Eved Maskus, it's done in Beis Mikdash. You think
someone's
doing it?
You don't have to learn it off in Beis Mikdash.
You're going up in the Hetta.
Someone's doing that with the Zara, Kilu, in the Beis Hamikdash, we have a mask.
Same guidelines.
That's why you don't,
I was thinking that maybe that's in Shtachavah, that's in the Dachko Pishu Dam Reglayim. And that's what the Seven Maskus is really, the Lashon of Shtachavah is Dachko Pishu Dam Reglayim. Now, Shenkin by the Zara, this is whatever is a cover for the Vedazara. That's the Issa, to give cover to the Vedazara. And kavod will be even shtachava without pishut avodagayim. And maybe in every door, these might be telling what's considered kavod. I mean, recently Obama was criticized when he gave his little bow down to the kings in the Middle East. You know, that was still bearing. That's enough already. That's called already shtachava today. Maybe. Okay, like upon him, just the aura. I think it's Dagim Bari, a person is going to go. What? No, but the Shtachava means Shtachava Dekhon. Even the Ram does say that you don't need teach down by glaying, but you need to Shiyich Pashpon Bakaki. You have to know what that means. That you bow down the way that your head touches the ground. The guy is in pretty good shape, he's able to do it. No, but the Ram says that the Shtachava Vedazur does not need teach down by glaying, but it should be Shiyich Pashpon Bakaka. That's the Shachar of Ezra. Yes, no, it is, but it might go with the times. I'm not sure. Just the aura, I was saying that if a person parks next to a tumah, next to a place, a church, he should be careful with her going in and out of the car. That he doesn't bow down. You want a car, you're bowing down from Hashem from the church. He's going out of the car. Hashem bow down from the church. The standards today not to park near tumah. It's something. I don't think you bow down to it. They sit with it. I wouldn't do it. I mean, I try to be doing that, but not even park there. So that's not quite. That they had normally in front of it.
Don't tell anybody that a clock is not a
bazaar. No, a church is not a bazaar. The cross might be, but not the church.
The church, what do you mean? The bricks are not a bazaar?
Yeah.
The building was made to be a bazaar.
Yeah, but definitely a stack of heck if you want to be careful. You don't want to bow down. So I think you should. To be right. To spit in front of it if Graham is not looking. It's looking, as people say.
Since I'm 3 years old, I know you're not supposed to walk in front of it.
That's right. Really, my father also told me that. You don't walk by it. Somebody tries to stay away from it.
So what do you think? You walk away from it?
Across the street, trying to go on that block. But the frat, when you're getting in and out of a car, be very nizzant, basically don't park in such a direction, so you shouldn't have had the problem. Getting back to the Gemara where it deserves a few days again, the Gemara gives three examples of what's also Mishamar's ayin, of Shtachvob's neighbor deserves. The first case, the Gemara says, Yashav lekoitz, the person gets a thorn in his foot, with neighbor is kachavim, in front of a geshka, lo yishche shumpen deam, be it land, and pull it out, and they shenir kum Shtachvob is kachavim. Because it looks like he's bowing down to the Beizar. The second case is in spousal name Oistah. He dropped money on the floor in front of the Beizar. The Gemara says, you shouldn't bend down to pick up the money because it looks like he's bowing down to the Beizar. The third case was Mayan and Nimshach, a spring of water is going with Nebai Sechon. He shouldn't bend down to drink it. And the Gemara says, Tricha. We need all three examples. The Tanakhoi's, Yishim Dashal, Mezel Kamei Mishlei. If we say the case of he has a thorn in his foot, you know, you don't have to do it here. Go down a few steps, go down a few away from it, then take it out of there. Abel Moyes, but money, the loy, actually the money's over here. No other way to get the money. Maybe that's Mutter, I'm a loy. And the Gemara says, the Itana Moyes, if it would say the money, I would think, Mamayna, that's what the Torah asked. To money, you're not going to bend down. Abel Koyz, the Tzair, I'm a loy. But Koyz, the Tzair, the Guf, maybe Chazal, they're not asked because of Marasayan. The Itana Hanitati, if the rice would say these two, Mishim Lekha Sakana, but no Sakana. Abel Ma'ayim, but to drink, a person's thirsty, which is Sakana, the Ika Sakana, the Ingoy Shasi, Mayes. He doesn't drink, he'll die of thirst. Emaloi, everything chazal and not after. So you need all three. So Pashas is Gemara, and this is what he was asking before. Pashas Gemara is Mashma, that this is of Maris Ayin, it's Yagva Yava. It's saying that you're not allowed to drink, even though it's the Kana, even though the English Shasti Mais, even though if you don't drink, he'll die. It's a penalty of Gemara, that the Yagva Yava goes even on the Maris Ayin of Avizar. Not Avizar, it's Maris Ayin. Oh, very good. The ice for warm shot. But the Ran, it's a few moments base, and that for you, you must have seen. The Ran says it's not Shandig Gemara.
Why is it Marasai?
It's not Avizrael. I think it's not. Maestro, the Ran says that Gimel Bay is that you have to Maestro Casino. The Ran says that the Mokav Sakona Chazal did not ask. The only thing that Torah asked was Issa Bezer itself. That's the Yagavay Yava. But Issa Marasayin is no doing the Yagavay Yava. As they pass in the Ramon, your days in Kufnuns of Gimel, like the Ran, that Marasayin of Bezer is you don't do Yagavay Yava. The person doesn't give up his life. Well, Maestro was trying to Gemara. So what's the Tzuricha? So you have to say according to the Ran, the Tzuricha is since drinking is something which could be. Sakana Safashis, this has Sheikh from Sakana Safashis. a kites, everything is also, today we know it can make an infection, a chayis can also come to the Sakhanas, drinking is something which could come to the Sakhanas, that's the chiddush. It's supposed to be schwer, but maisa is a passing around. Michat Chinuch, the Mitzvah of Chesed, is Gimla, has a Shein HaChakir, he says that we know B'nai Noyach, and Mitzvah on Isra V'Ezor, it's one of Shevin is B'nai Noyach. What about Marzayim? B'nai Noyach, are going also Muslim on the Sin of Marzayim, not to bend down to pick up money from the V'Ezor, or not to take a drink? So Michat Chinuch wants to say no. He says, there's no such thing that the B'nai Noyach have to listen to the Rabbanans. And I think he means, because we know the Mokka of the Rabbanans, Leisasta, and Leisasta was given to Yidin, not to Goyim. As Mela, Michat Chinuch says, if someone drops money in front of a church or in front of a desire, he says, ask the guy to pick it up. He goes, ask the guy is not mitzvah on the Mar Zion, and he's bending down, not Mishram, but he's bending down to pick it up. He can ask the guy to pick it up. That's Michat Chinuch's
question. I think they're talking about the two stones by Mar Zion. If Mar Zion is a cholik, but Mar Zion is
if it's a calling, I'm sure, you know, there's not a
Yagamayama.
It's not
that it could be
out of Israel. It could be out of Israel. The Ma'an says, but the Ma'an, there are more passages also, you're not Ma'an's Nefesh for Ma'an's Nefesh. The Chinuch from the Shainer, Mr. Chabov, says that if a Yid is over with the Zarah, he gets Misa Dachka with Adam and Asra. But Ben Noyach, a guy that's over the Zohar, he's Chayav Misa, he doesn't need Hasra, he doesn't even need Edom. He could do it by those Atzmi. Even if he comes out of Mitzvah. So Michat Chinuch says this in Moedig Achidosh. He says, no one else says this. We know if a person just walks into the bed and says he's Chayav Misa, he's Mechal Shabbos, or he's over the Zohar, or he kills someone, we don't give him Misa. There's no such thing as killing someone who does Atzmi. You have to have Edom. But the Chinuch is saying that a guy can be Chayav Misa, but that's Atzmi. He walks in, he says he's Chayav Misa. The case of the Chinuch was, he says he's over at Zara, Chayav could be on any of the Shabbos in the Noyach. So the Chinuch that he's Chayav, that we kill him. Because we'll kill him based on those Atzmai. So the Chinuch is a good Chiddush, he didn't find anyone else say this. He has no Rai either way, but that's the Chiddush from the Chinuch and Mitzvah Chavav. Right in this Dibra of Avodah Zarah, the Torah says, "Like Shtach v'Hen Lahem, like Of them, Ki Yenei Chisham Lakecha Kel Kan, like Poikin Obed Avis Abon Mashleishim Aribeim Lusayin." Like this is the famous pasuk that Rachman Tzlan, the Beis go Poikin Obed Avis Abon, go on children Mashleishim Aribeim up to 4 days. The next pasuk says, "Veisuchesla Alofim Leivay L'Shem Yisvayisay." But Chusim go for 2,000 days. Famous Rashi in the Makkos that says, "Move me the Torah, move the 500 times because 2,000 is 500 times 4." So you see, Mitzrayim is 500 times. Poshut, I would think from this pasuk, a poikin over and over is a bon mashleishim rabeim that goes dafka, that the veir goes on to children also, is dafka the veir of the zara, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. But the next pasuk that talks about the schusim go for 2,000 days, is a chayr going on the whole tayr. So I think everyone learns that poikin over and over is a bon is also on all the areas of the tayr. It sounds like a shvei zach of the Gemara brachos that Zayin Alf makes it a lot like the Gemara yes the kasha. The pasuk says in Pasuk Kiteitzi Yivonim LeYumso Avos. The pasuk says Faket that children do not die for the various sins of the father because the various of the father. That's the most kasha, and here it says that children are responsible for the various of the father. So Pasuk I would think the Torah should be that Torah just says Yivonim LeYumso. They won't die for it, but they will. Binenash, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara gives it embarrassed. The Gemara says, "Kan kishoichsim myself the same b'dayim, kan kishenichsim myself the same b'dayim." Poikin avisalbanim is where the children are oiches in this aveir. They're also doing the same aveir. And the Gemara and the other pasuk, Bashki says, "One will use so avos." That means where they weren't oiches. And oiches the chayy doesn't mean that they did aveir one time. Let's say the father was a chayy mumur achman son for a certain aveir. And the child was nichshon one time, he did it very one time. I don't think that's called eichez. Eichez is the lashon of Yisrael, eichez it, that he does it constantly. That's that. The Tetrima says that the din of peking of his abonim goes even on mothers also. This din of peking of his abonim, zavdach avis, will go for mothers also. And he brings Uriah, if I'm Gemara Rosh Hashanah, if he's Chesem Alam, it's also Gemara Nivam, it's not Kateim Alam. The Gemara says, Rav is one gets a rabbi, but the Pashna gets is Rav and Abaya, Abaya and Rav did not have Yichas Yamim. Abaya lived to 60, and Rav lived to 40. Famous Abaya and Rav, and Gan Shas, they were not Marach Yamim. And the Gemara says, the reason is because they're based Eli also. They came from based Eli, from Eli Akayin, where the Maestu Shmuel and Avi, they came from based Eli. and even tzaddikim that came from Beis Eli, from that family, were not Ma'arich Yomim. So Rashi is the kasha that Rava, the Israelis, that Rava was not a Kohen. How could Rava be Mibay Seili? He's not a Kohen. So and for Rashi, his mother was Mibay Seili. So Zot Tefimi, you see that this Einish that went, that goes down in families is even by mothers. Even though I think that Inyan of Beis Seili is for more Dairis, more than Zifa Dairis, is more than this Pasuk. Oh, but it means right from here that this Inyan of Pekin Ovin Sabonim is even from the mother's side. The Gemara in the Makkos, what?
What?
Yeah, but not basically. Yeah, they weren't Eichus Masayim, but basically was a special zas, and the Mishpachas basically was not Marchiyam. The famous Gemara says that the Abaye did extra chesed, more chesed. That's why he lived to 60. And Rabbi also showed the chesed, not as much as Abaye. He did maybe 30 they were equal, but that kept him until 40. The Gemara Makkos, the Chazal Amal says, Moisham, the Torah says, Pekidov and Ovis Abonim, Bo Yecheskel Bitla. And Yecheskel came along, he was a Vatlo Shnema, and Ev Shechaitas, he Thomas. First of all, the Tefima tells right away in the Gemara, what does it mean Moisham, and Moisha said, Pekidov and Ovis Abonim? The Lashon of Moisham could be on the whole Torah, because the whole Torah was given to Moisha, but the first two Dibbis were given in the Kiyah Gevura, we know. And this is written in the second Diba. So why did the Gemara say Moisham? The Rebbein Shalom gave it direct, Klai Yisrael, these two divas were given straight from the Irish. So Tefim was safe. And this Gemara is mashma. My Dikah Chiddush said only the first pasuk of Layil Nachal Anahim Achayim was given in Kiyah Gevurah, and that's when it stopped. And already the whole Meister, the Pachon Shmosam, the Eden can take it, and the rest of the psukim of that Dibra, of the second Dibra, it's a few psukim in the first Dibra, the second Dibra. The rest of them, including that pasuk of Poikin Novin Aves Albonim, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah says Poikin Novin Aves Albonim, and Yecheskel was Mavatla, because Yecheskel said, HaNefesh HaKetaz Hi Thomas, only the one that did the Beir will die. The Mashroi is the Kasha, we see the Yecheskel's Mavatot, maybe the Yecheskel is talking about, because even the Moshe Rabbeinu, the person in the Torah is only talking about, we are Eichus Ma'aseh Yedeyim. So Mashroi says, you see from here, that Yecheskel's Mavatot, even if they were Eichus Ma'aseh Yedeyim, that's what the Gemara means, that even what Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Torah says, Pekin Ovin Ovis Obanim, with the Eichus Ma'aseh Yedeyim, in that Aveir, the Yecheskel came about even that, even if they're Oichid in the same Aveir, but they'll only be responsible for themselves, not for what their father did. Tetzvima asks, if you look at all the Pesukim in that Pashtun, Yecheskel is not Mashin that way, because the Pesukim continue, where Yecheskel, the Navi says, Hadavish Chetas, he promised, only the one that the Aveir will do that, will die, but Matam, Adun, Leinosa Ben, Bobin Aab, but Ben Mishput Stokos, so why should the Ben, he's doing everything good. So it's mashma faket that it's not Eichus Ma'aseh Yedeyim. It's a meaning of Mashiach's kashas back. And it says me about Shreva there. But Akoponim, that's the Gemara.
That's what it means.
Mashman the Medrash
of Faket, Cheskel is more Machnesis. The Medrash of Chabdashi Thomas, that doesn't help Shubha. But Toyo Vamra, Yavi Roshan is Kapha, but what's the Roshan is Kapha? Forget, the Medrash of Chabdashi Thomas, there's no way.
Okay,
sure.